Welcome to the TikTok Podcast. The clock is always ticking, so let's synchronize our watches and dive in. I'm your host, Callie Brigham, and I'm here to help you make time for what matters. Hey, friends. Alrighty. This is exciting. Welcome to a special milestone episode of the TikTok Podcast. We're celebrating our 40th episode. I feel like we're kind of a big deal. I feel like that's kind of a big number. That's a lot of episodes. So who's listening today? Raise your hand if you've listened to all 40 episodes. Gold star for you. All right, raise your hand if you've done every single thing that I've talked about in all 40 episodes. Okay. All the hands go down. All right, that's fine. It's okay. I promise. That's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. Now raise your hand if this is your first episode with me. Do we have any first timers? At my church, we call you the VIP. Any VIPs out there? Or maybe this is your first episode where you're ready to take action. You're like, okay, I've been listening. I've been on the sidelines long enough. Coach, put me in the game. Or maybe you've been in the land of, I don't know where to start, or the land of overwhelm, or the land of too many ideas. Callie, you gave me 40 episodes with about 5 ideas in each one. And then we've got all the other things and the extras that all of the experts and the Friday bonus guests have given. Too many. I mean, where's the fine line, right? How can I give you prayerfully great content all the time, but then also how can we apply it? I will say a side note that my mom has a little notebook, or actually she might do it in her notes section on the phone. So she might have a separate note and she writes down a hot point now and again, or a takeaway that she wants to work on implementing. I think that's so cute. Way to go, Mom. I love that. And speaking of her, she will be my special guest on our next episode, episode 41. And of course, you will not want to miss our conversation. And it's all about what she would tell her younger self. So definitely set your alarm for Friday's episode. Okay, so back on track. How do I begin, or how do I get back on track? How do I start today to start to make a difference with some of these things that we talk about? Some of them repetitively, some of them new on our episodes about time management. So I thought I would break it down for you to the top 4 things, the top 4 tips or starting points that I would do if I were you. By the way, I am you. Let's be real. Every time I do an episode, I'm like, oh, that would be really good to implement. Now, I'm not saying that I'm teaching you or advising you in things that I don't already do. I do them, but we can always be better. We can always have reminders. So in absorbing all of these last episodes, we're going to now take a deep breath and maybe make a few changes. You know, I just heard someone say the other day, is this going to be a new year or just another year? So do you want to be listening next year? I mean, hopefully we'll still be here next year in episode 140 or so. Do you want to still be thinking that you're spinning your wheels when it comes to time management? Or do you want to be really in a new place, in a new headspace, in a new mindset, having a schedule that you love that is flexible and structured at the same time? You know, it's interesting. One of my girlfriends, Christy, who's been on, Christy Campbell, said something really profound to me just the other day as we were doing a training for our teams. And she said that she really resisted consistency because it felt like a flat line. I thought, you know what? I never thought about that. So maybe you've been a little bit resistant or avoiding some of these things because you thought it might be boring. You thought, I like to have fun. I like to have a good time. I don't want to be shackled into a schedule. Well, I think this is going to be for you because her reality and her new perspective on consistency was that there is a rhythm to it. And there is a security too in having a game plan that you have put into motion that you can count on and that other people can count on too. All right. So let's talk about the 4 tips that if you were starting brand new today, fresh as a daisy today, that this would be what I would suggest where you start for time management. And actually, I think I'm going to give a bonus tip, but I'm going to give it first. You know, a lot of times you wait for the bonus at the end. I'm giving you the bonus first. And the bonus tip is sleep. Yes, I'm going to be absolutely waving this flag, banging this drum from now for eternity. Prioritizing your sleep. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm going to become a sleep coach next, or at least a sleep cheerleader, if that's a thing. And I know there are a few of you out there in the world and in the universe who may not need a lot of sleep. And I honor that for you, how God created you. But I will say, for those of you that think that way, maybe just take a hot minute and say, is it just because I'm used to not getting a lot of sleep? I'm just saying. Okay. But we just finished a sleep accountability, as many of you know, in our TikTok tribe. Link is in the show notes. If you want to be part of our group, we're over 900. I love it. And we had so many ahas. I did that last episode, so I won't go back into that, but I definitely want you to reframe and re-energize your weekly plan sheet with prioritizing sleep as number one. I also want to shout out to Lynn Jenkins, who is our winner of the giveaway in the tribe. She consistently tracked her sleep for a whole week, had a lot of ahas, as did all of our other participants. So thank you so much, friends, for doing that. Okay, first tip. Give yourself grace. That's actually my first tip. I want you to begin by acknowledging there are challenges of feeling overwhelmed. That is so normal. And it's important that you show yourself some grace during these times. So we're going to just start there. I've been working recently with my mastermind group. We're about halfway through our 90 days together. And we've been working on establishing some habits and taking tracking to the next level. And what I've been telling them in all of this, in wanting to grow, in wanting to improve in certain areas of their life, is to start with a general curiosity. No shame, no judgment, just a curiosity. I want them to be scientists, not judges. And so I want you to be a scientist too. Like, that was interesting. I'm going to do some experiments. I'm going to see what works, what doesn't, what fails, what thrives. That is what I want you to do when it comes to really any area of your life, but especially as we're working on schedules and we're working on time management. So just also acknowledging the season that you're in. Is this a season that is maybe completely outside the norm? You know, maybe it is something pretty temporary, and I don't want you to throw everything out or think that you're a failure because you're in an unusual situation. Maybe there's a difference right now in your schedule because of where your spouse is working, what time he's working, if he's out of town. Maybe there's a difference in your children. I was just at an event at our school, the kids' school, and there was a child psychologist who came, therapist. He's worked with like 30,000 kids, Dr. McCurdy, Keith McCurdy is his name. And he was actually telling on Fridays, whoever they have a guest speaker speaks to the upper school, seventh grade and up. So he was talking to our students, including my kids, and my 13-year-old said, he suggested that you write down your complaints and frustrations. So whatever your like grievances, whatever you're like about, write it down on a piece of paper. And then in 2 weeks, you come back to the piece of paper and see if it's still an issue. And if it is, if it's still something you're like grumbling about that is still frustrating, then address it. And if it's not, you can move on. How many times do we dictate so many things about our lives, our emotions, how we feel about ourselves because of something that is frankly temporary? So we're going to stop being hard on ourselves and you're going to ask yourself, did I accomplish in the last 40 episodes? Have I accomplished anything that I've wanted, or really in the last year? Have I accomplished anything? Is my family healthy-ish and happy-ish? You know, sometimes that's enough. That's enough for a start. And that's enough for a foundation for it. Did you laugh some this week? Did you find an hour to do something that you enjoyed? You know, my friend Dawn in episode 39, which I just have to pause and say, the whole episode 39, we thought it was episode 40. So we were giddy and super excited and like high-fiving and like, how fun is this? And in true Dawn and Callie form, it was not episode 40. It was episode 39. And we had a big laugh about that. Well, Dawn said, you've made it through 100% of what life has given you. Like, give yourself grace. You have literally survived 100% of the things that have happened to you in your life. So with that being said, now we can be open to the next step that I would take in getting a grip. Getting a grip on all of the things that you could be doing to be a time master. So number one was give yourself grace. Number two, if I were you and I was starting fresh and I didn't know where to begin, I would take a habit audit. This is from episode 20, because we can't really adjust or change what we don't know. So the habit audit is really a tool for identifying areas in your life that could be contributing to productivity, could be contributing to feelings of overwhelm, or really kind of somewhere right in the middle. A habit audit, you can go back and listen to the full episode in episode 20, is really to write down what you do in a given day. And if most days are pretty much the same, you can just do one master list. So it can be everything from I wake up at this time or I hit the snooze button at this time. And then I finally get out of bed and I brush my teeth, I take a shower, or I go to work out, or I make myself breakfast. It's literally everything. If your days look really varied and different and they tend to change, then you could make one for each unique day. So if Monday through Friday looks the same, just make one. But if every day is kind of different, go ahead and make one for each unique day. Now, here's the pinky promise. You cannot lie. You can't create an ideal habit audit list. That's not fair. That's cheating. And it's really not going to help you at all. So it's not like, well, I would like to be the kind of person who does. No, be honest that you hit snooze 3 times and that you end up running late. You know, put all of that down. And when you conduct this habit audit, you're going to examine these daily routines and habits and commitments with a critical eye. But maybe remember, is that a word? Membi? Remember, you're a scientist, period. And as you're doing this experiment, you're going to write a negative, a positive, or an equal sign next to each of these habits. And what this is going to help you do is to decide, is this a habit that drains my energy? Is this a habit that leads to other bad habits? Is this a habit that I would be embarrassed for people to know about? Or is this a habit that brings me joy or fulfillment? Is this a habit that I love that I do, that I'm really proud of, that I'm like, go me? Or is it simply a habit that really is kind of just general in the middle, right? It's neither here or it's neither there. So as a scientist, we are gathering information. We have no idea what to do with our time if we don't know what we're doing with our time. That's tip two. Tip three, decide on one ideal change. One. Okay. Not only are we scientists, but apparently now we're rocket scientists. But if you recall, I shared about a friend of mine whose husband's a rocket scientist, and he said that 1 degree change equals a quantum leap. 1 degree. We have to get smaller. We have to narrow down in order to explode, in order to get bigger. So I'm going to challenge you next that you would narrow down that list. You look at your habits, you look at your habit audit, and you'd narrow it down to maybe one ideal change that you want to make. One small thing. For me recently, in this last 2 weeks, it has been sleep. It has been moving up what time that I start to do my evening routine, moving up what time I'm getting into bed. It has been eliminating a few things that have made me stay up a little bit later. It's saying out loud that when I go to bed now, tomorrow, I'm going to be a more energetic mom. I'm going to be a more joyful wife. I'm going to be a more productive business owner when I go to bed right now. Okay, it's so small, but it has been so huge. For many years, I've started small. I mean, I started small with just reading the verse of the day in the morning. It's something that I still do, but it also led to other things like my surrender prayer. And now I'm doing the Bible recap, but it started small. I started small with things like drinking water in the morning. And eventually that led to stopping drinking caffeine. And don't worry, if that is your habit that you put a plus sign next to because you love your cup of coffee, awesome. That was just mine. That's nobody else's. And I know I'm weird. It's okay. It's also developed things like going out for just a short little walk has now been something that I actually am outside walking and running for over an hour. I use that time to work and to pray and to connect with people and to listen to my audiobook and all the things. So these things evolve, but they start small. So what's the one small thing? Don't despise it. Don't reject it. Don't get it twisted that it has to be something bigger. I think that's the key to all of this, is the one little tiny ideal change. And then the last tip would be asking yourself, see, this is all personal. All these things, I'm not saying, okay, the tips I would give is get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and then run 4 miles and then, all before 6 o'clock in the morning. No, these are tips that have to be personal. So it does mean that you have to take a quick minute for yourself. It does mean you have to put your phone on do not disturb. It does mean that you have to quiet some other thoughts. It does mean you can't compare yourself to other people. That's maybe one of the hardest things about this whole process. But let's get to tip number four, which makes perfect sense. It is asking yourself, how can I? Do you remember that episode of How Can I? That's really the final key, because all the rest of this is the process to get there, and the how can I is the actual plan. So what would be ideal? How can I go to bed earlier? How can I not hit snooze in the morning? How can I prioritize a task that I want to do before the end of the workday every day? How can I get a menu plan going? How can I figure out when I'm going to get my groceries? How can I start to figure out my intentions for the week? I mean, you can add in anything. This is a solution-focused mindset. Asking yourself, how can I? Does anybody remember that whole episode that we did on how can I? That is episode 30, in case you want to go back and listen to that and get a refresher on it. So reframing a challenge. So how can I prioritize my tasks more effectively? How can I delegate responsibilities to lighten my workload? You know, maybe there's something I want to do, this one small ideal change, but that means somebody else has to do something too. Somebody else in the household has to learn how to do laundry. Somebody else in the household, maybe it's like, you know what? After our meals at our house, it takes me an extra 20 minutes to have to clean up the kitchen, and then I don't want to. So then I go to bed with the dishes in the sink, and then I wake up the next morning and I'm already feeling kind of ugh. Well, maybe the how can I is, this is an all skate family. Everybody, we turn on some fun music. Everybody grabs their plate. Little kids, by the way, Dr. McCurdy said at the age of 2, they have enough dexterity and enough verbal skills that they can pretty much do anything. So maybe they've got their little plastic plate so they don't break it, and a little step stool to get to the sink, and everybody washes their own dish, and then boom, my kitchen's clean. How can I? This is brainstorming. Maybe it is seeking input from others carefully, depending on who it is. Breaking down tasks to smaller, manageable steps, and knowing that you have incredible creativity and curiosity in your brain if you will just allow yourself to do it. So it's not can I, or it's not impossible. It is how can I? And then you go to work figuring that out, knowing that sometimes you figure out right away. You're like, why didn't I think of this before? And sometimes it takes a little bit of a process. So I wanted to spend a few minutes on this episode to just say, let's like take a breather for a minute. We're 40 episodes in. Maybe it's time to go back and re-listen to something. Maybe it's time to reevaluate something. But most importantly, other than your sleep, it's time to just say, all right, here's the deal. Like, girl, you are okay. Guy, you're okay. You're more than okay. Give myself some grace. Take a breath. I mean, the fact that you even press play on this says a lot about you. And that you don't want to stay the same. You want to be better. You want to be your best self. And then next thing, okay, but what am I doing? What am I doing? And pretty quickly, we can look at that and maybe notice a few deficits, a few areas, but we're just going to pick one. And we're either going to substitute something, or we're going to shift something, or we're going to delay something. We're going to make a difference in that one small little teeny tiny area. And when we do, we're going to ask ourselves, how can we? That's it. So as we wrap up this 40th episode celebration, Remember that feeling overwhelmed, struggling with time management, it is such a common experience. If it weren't, I wouldn't have a podcast about it. Show yourself grace. Conduct that habit audit. Decide on one ideal change and ask yourself, how can I? Let's simplify a lot of this. We all need different things and you know what yours is. Let's take some meaningful steps, some baby steps really, towards a more balanced and fulfilled life. So imagine if you did this very thing once a month. Like once a month you said, all right, whew, grace to myself. Second thing, let me just make sure. Have my habits changed? Are they the same? Now let me make one new little shift. Listen how cool this would be. In 1 year, episode 140, well, I guess it'd be 144 to be exact, right? If we add in 52, okay, 52 times two, you will have established 12 new positive habits. Holy cow, that is exciting. How would your schedule look if 12 things were in place that were empowering to you? So I do have a request. If you would do me a huge honor on our 40th episode, if you have not already, would you write a review? Would you give us 5 stars? You can do this in the Apple Podcast. Go to your Apple Podcast app, put in TikTok, put in my name if you want to, Callie Brigham, find it, scroll down just a tad, 5 stars. This is how other people find our show. Podcasts are one big search engine and they increase in visibility when people see that other people like it. So if you love the show, would you do that? Share it with a friend today too that might need some encouragement to get started on their time management ownership. And if you're not in our community, over 900 people, we want you in our community. The link is in the show notes. And if you haven't already, there's a free download in the show notes every time, every week, and it's our free brain drain. So thank you for joining me and us. I feel like we're a collective on this journey. Here's to the next 40 or at least many more episodes of growth and learning and transformation here together. So thanks for listening, you guys. God bless you. I'm excited about what's to come, what's already happened, and doing this together. All right, till next time, God bless you. Thank you for joining me on the TikTok podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback fuels our mission to help you master your time. Set your alarm for our next episode, and until then, make every moment count.